Welcome, all you geek enthusiasts and nerd aficionados. Masonic Vader here, aka Fat Thor, aka the Dude. Joining you for another live cast for Malice, okay, the All Things Nerd Podcast. We are live tonight on Twitch. We have a great show. It's our Halloween edition. I, of course, am hosting you tonight. This is season 3, episode 42, Halloween edition. Mess is off for the night. That's why we're already going off the rails. Joining me tonight is IC Zorro. How you doing tonight, sir?
Fantastic. I shave my head and my beard once a year anyway for November, for No Shave November. I always forget what I look like until I do it. But you can't really you can't go as Fat Riddick without a bunch of hair on your head. So yeah,
you know what?
I'm Richard B. Riddick if he was a fat white guy.
I also see Doc Ock from the movie.
Yeah, but I need a trench coat and, you know, more arms.
Well, you know.
Or a little pre-arm, you know, when you're showing the technology off.
Hold him up, shake him up a little bit, see if you get some shaky down there. There you go, extra arm. Oh, no, he's got gun show, people. He's got gun show.
You guys, right. I mean, free tickets, you know.
Also joining us tonight, AA Ron. How you doing, sir?
Fantastic. How are you?
Riddle me this, sir.
Somebody finally got it. Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yes, cheers. Halloween cast. I'm sure it's going to be fun here pretty soon. And last but not least, we have Adam. I mean, Mike Mindfreak. How you doing, sir?
All right. It's going to be one of those nights with me and you better. Okay. No, I'm not Adam Lambert. I know it's weird to see me with hair, but if anybody's a fan of Naruto, Sasuke with a beard, Shippuden edition. So,
I feel like we're doing one of those flashback shows from back when we were in high school and everyone's got their hair and lost 20 pounds, you know?
I didn't have this hair in high school, okay? It was more short and like mohawk status, but...
Yeah, I went to high school in the 90s, so mine was parted down in the middle like hair drapes.
Nice!
So our fearless producer's in there, so he says, okay, so I got the Dude, Riddick, and Oddjob based off watching with no sound. What is Mind Freak besides a greasy-looking millennial with that hair?
Also, Oddjob would be cultural appropriation. Listen, now, can you show people the question mark on the back?
Here, you know what? Here, let me, you know, forget this. I'm fixing it. Give me a second.
Question mark. There it is. Wait, go ahead and speak there, please.
Yeah, right here.
Speak while you're showing.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
There you go. We have it. Okay. Right now, Mind Freak is playing the role of Invisible Man. All right, so we're going to go ahead and start off our show like we always do when we're talking about what we're going to get our geek on.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hey, Rob, what's your geek on this week? What are you geeking about?
Honestly, that Star Wars trailer that we're going to talk about soon.
Yeah, okay, so we could think of something else, you know. Unicorns?
I really can't. I tried. I really, really, really tried, and I can't get it out of my head.
Okay. All right. That's cool. I like that. Okay. Invisible Man is back. Yeah. Hey, are you the same way, IC Zorro? Is that what you're geeking out on this week?
No. So let's see. What have I been watching? Watching the new episodes of Supernatural. Liking where it's going. It's looking like an interesting season. I finally got up to The Gathering Storm, the first Sanderson co-authored book in Wheel of Time series. And, you know, that whole stuff is picking up a lot of steam. It's been so long since I read these things that a lot of it's like, you know, new to me again. playing Fallout 4, like, I've probably got 200 hours in that game right now.
Nice. So I'll
probably start doing the actual story missions soon.
isn't that how it goes with any like RPG kind of game? You do all the missions and like.
Well, oh, I'm a completionist, and I love open world sandbox games.
Oh, same here.
And like, you know, discovering everything I can discover. I've got like 14 power armor suits standing around at Sanctuary Hill. It's like, just
yeah, it was like with Borderlands 3. By the time I got to like the third, like halfway through the game, I was already like max level. I'm like, oh okay. Like,
what's oh yeah, up? I ran across like a legendary death claw out in the middle of the glowing sea, and I killed it with like 4 shots.
Nice.
By the time I get to the actual story missions, it will not be a challenge.
No, it won't.
Nice, nice. All right, and then we have Mind Freak. What is your character again, please? Again, Shinsei Deadpool.
Sasuke Pool.
Sasuke Pool. Sir, what have you been geeking out on this week?
Anime, actually. There's for all you anime fans out there, My Hero Academia Season 4 has finally dropped. Tomorrow's going to be Episode 3. It's shaping up to be a fantastic season. Sword Art Online Season 4 also dropped on us. Kind of shocked me a little bit because I'm like, oh crap, it's already out. I thought that was coming out later on in the month. And then based on a recommendation from my friend, there's an anime on Amazon Prime called Vinland Saga. And if you're a fan of Vikings, the TV show, Vinland Saga is a Viking anime on Amazon Prime, and it is fantastic. Vikings? TV show. So highly recommend watching that one.
So hey, welcome to the cast, Red Meepaw. Also, we have who is that there? Is that
that's Newport
Kid?
That would be
yeah.
Me.
Yes. Emo Pool, Luchadors. We have everything going out there. Nice. Welcome to the cast, guys. I have been geeking out on. I've gotten into some survival shows. I got okay. in last week. It was called Dude, You're Screwed. Back from 2014, it was back on, I think it was on History Channel, it was 4 or 5 ex-military guys, and they kidnap one of them and drop in the middle of nowhere with a really flimsy survival kit, and he has to last 100 hours to either civilization or they lose the game. There's only a couple seasons on Amazon Prime that I was watching, and now I'm watching another one called Alone. Another situation, just drops them off in the middle of nowhere. Except now you get to have a kid of 10 days in there, and you got to survive the longest. And I think the first day of the season, it was went about 55 days. So
interesting.
Yeah, survival stuff, man. Check them out.
I remember there was a show on MTV for like 2 years where they would drop a bunch of these kids off in the middle of nowhere, and like they had missions and survive. It was like Survivor, but way tougher. And at the end, they would get like $500,000, but they could, during the show, they could like spend some of that money in order to get little luxury products and stuff. I can't remember what it's called, but it was actually a pretty decent show to watch.
Nice. All right.
Check that out. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So that's our getting our geek on. Let's move on to nerd news. All right, guys. So we've got some hot stuff that dropped this week. First one is a two-parter. I'm sure if most people have seen this show, especially if I'm hosting it, if there's anything Star Wars and it's relevant, we're going to talk about it. And lo and behold, something dropped this week. It was the final trailer for Episode 9. If you did not cry or tear up in any part of this, you are no longer part of the Star Wars clan.
I was supposed to cry?
I think so. Yeah, a lot of people were tearing up, especially with that C-3PO
line. Sure.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at my friends for the last time.
And Carrie's always right at the end of the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's get your thoughts, guys. Let's start with Aaron, because you said this was what you were geeking out on, sir. Please indulge us with your feelings and thoughts and what your reaction to this trailer is going to be like.
Okay, the reason that I've been geeking out so hard on this is not just because I loved the trailers. I love the emotions it invoked. I love how clearly it told me that I am not ready for freaking Episode 9. But also because, I don't know if you saw, there was a tweet that was taken down. Somebody leaked a set photo of Rey in front of the throne that Palpatine has. They actually showed it during the trailer. It was designed after designed using some of the original drawings that they had for Return of the Jedi. And they showed Rey standing in front of that with Palpatine shooting some force lightning into the air. So And because it was taken down so fast, I'm imagining that that's because we're actually going to see a physical manifestation of Palpatine in this. And that excites me to no end. So I can't wait. I am so excited for this. Not ready in any sense of the word. I'm going to break down in the theater with my kids sitting next to me, and they're going to look at me going, what the hell, Dad?
Just think of it as bonus because, you know, growing up, we thought there was only going to be the original trilogy.
Exactly. I know.
We got so much more now. It's incredible. That trailer is gorgeous.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Oh, it is. A stunningly beautiful movie. That trailer should win Oscars for cinematography and art direction.
You can see JJ's influence in it, which is nice, man. I some of the stuff I was reading about it and everything is there's been interviews where JJ said there's going to be closure for every episode. Like he's trying to tie this knot and be done.
Does that mean Jar Jar gets beheaded at some point?
Or revealed that he is the true Sith Lord of it all?
Yeah, maybe he is Palpatine.
Yeah. Darth Binks. Yes, I like that theory.
AKA Darth Plagueis.
Yeah, so you're back on there, Mind Freak. What were your thoughts about the trailer?
It's hard to put in words other than, you know, like with how amazing everything looked and the little tidbits of like little scenes and this and that. The fact that there's that snippet scene of both Kylo and Rey, what seems like to be smashing a Darth Vader statue or suit or something, which I'm just like, okay, what's that all about? To the fact that where they're fight, you know, where they have another one of their duels looks identical to something that happened in Return of the Jedi with the throne, with the glass behind there, kind of like out looking like over the Force Moon and Endor and all that kind of stuff. So, but the biggest question that I still have, and I know we're just going to have to wait until the movie comes out. Who is Matt Smith playing in this movie?
Probably going to be a droid.
I hope not. That would be a waste of his talent.
Yeah, it would be because of how an amazing actor he is. Like, I know the rumors go around he's playing a young version of Palpatine. Which I
mean, because for what?
Nothing like Ian McDiarmid.
He's nothing like Ian McDiarmid, though. That's the thing. Nobody can replace Ian McDiarmid because he is the Senate.
Anyway. Could he be possibly one of the Knights of Ren? Because I know this is going to be one of those stories where Knights of Ren is going to come out.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah. I can see him playing that. Yeah.
Surprise twist, he's the Doctor.
Hello, he's not a red shirt. He's
going to get super pissed off about how everybody has guns, but they don't hit anybody anyway, so it doesn't matter.
My feelings on her, this man, it's going to be, I ain't going to lie, man, seeing the 3PO scene and everything just brought a little bit of a tear there because it made you think that he's one of the few characters that have actually made it through all 9 episodes from episode 1 all the way to this last one. Is that is that kind of like his final scene kind of thing? That's what they're kind of alluding to. Are they alluding to him being this decommed, you know?
It seems like he's getting prepped to go on some sort of suicide mission.
You also realize with one of the other trailers that we saw a couple months ago, there's that quick flash of him with the red eyes, and it looked like it was that same environment scene there. So something's going to happen at 3PO.
Yeah, it's gonna be rough, dude. I mean, I know there's gonna be movies coming out, but this is it. Like like you mentioned before, when we saw the original three, that's all we thought we were gonna get. And for me, that was tough because I knew that there was 9 episodes, and no one believed me at the time. Like, I don't know why, but people are like, "Oh, there's no 9 episodes," and I said, "What do you mean? That's episode 4, 5, and 6. You not know your Roman numerals, dumbasses?" And but it was the idea that we would ever get to see them. And I was one of those fortunate kids where my dad had a bunch of stuff and I would read some of the books and I actually knew how the original series was going to end. And I wanted to see that. And so now to see that we've got the prequels, and now this is the end. This is the last episode of the Skywalker saga. That is it. It's kind of a bummer, man, because after that, I know there's going to be other Star Wars movies and stuff, and Mandalorian's going to be out there. But I'm going to be bummed, man. That's it. That's the last of the Skywalkers. That's it. No more talk about them.
It has to deliver. If it doesn't deliver, ugh.
No. I can't see JJ messing this up.
No.
JJ's got too much heart. He rebooted the franchise with Episode 7 and give it the grief that you want to with certain situations like Han Solo dying and stuff. Hey, look, if Harrison Ford had his way, Han Solo would have died in Episode 4. All right. Yeah. He was a one-trick pony that ended up being one of the mainstays for the entire series. So I thought JJ did a phenomenal job with Episode 7. I think he did a phenomenal job rebooting Star Trek. And I don't see him pissing on Episode 9, which, like he said, not everyone's going to like it. But the one thing that is going to happen is that there's going to be closure, like I said, to every episode.
Which is good to hear.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. He's going to tie stuff up. So yeah, it was an awesome trailer. I agree, man. It looks phenomenal. I'm excited to look forward to it. Who's bought their tickets yet?
I did.
I bought mine.
No.
But I'm not gonna see it until like the week after because
I am. Yeah. Well, and I'm definitely taking the kid to see it. I pulled him out of school to go see Episode 7.
Yeah.
That's true parenting, sir. That is true.
Absolutely.
Okay, so there's some good talk.
Well, real quick, on a completely unsaturated note, me and my brother were going, and he does not need to buy a Halloween costume for the rest of his life. He has a full on, real authentic Chewbacca costume that he's wearing to the premiere, and he sent me a picture of it, and I've seen it, and he's like, "You need to find your Han Solo costume now." So we're going to the premiere spot in Chewie.
Nice.
Very nice. Don't need to shave.
Being that it's the Halloween episode, give me a quick second. I'm going to grab this picture off my desk from the Star Wars family-themed costumes that we did a couple years ago.
All right, while you're doing that, I'm going to jump in the chat room really quick. So Red Meepaw is talking about, it looks like they've seen the trailer. Or I don't know if they have seen any trailer for it. I think they haven't seen any trailer, I don't think.
So this was my kid as a random Jedi, my ex-wife as Leia, and myself as Wedge Antilles. Actually, no, Jack Porkins.
Yeah, I was about to say that has to be Porkins. You weren't Wedge, man. I can tell you that. Oh,
no, definitely,
the family guy, Porkins. The Family Guy Porkins, where he just has a bunch of like fast food stuff in his X-wing, is fantastic.
And then it looks like Red Meepaw, well, the hubby is ramping up for Santa season. Okay, so apparently there's another person challenging me for the beard. All right, I see how it is. And then confirming that not seeing the Star Wars trailer and stuff. Hey, by the way, I don't know, quick thing on there. I don't know if you saw this too, a little side note on the Star Wars movie. I think we mentioned it. Wedge is coming back for the last movie.
Yes.
Wedge. Isn't that awesome? I mean, we're totally bringing closure to everything. That's awesome.
All right, Squadron.
So the other bit of Star Wars news was a confirmation this week that we've wanted to hear for such a long time, 4 years in the making now. But we've pretty much known that Disney had plans to make a Obi-Wan series, and they're planning on doing it between Episode 3 and 4, which makes sense because that would be the whole like protecting baby Luke and stuff. But then Ewan McGregor came online this week and did an interview and said he had to shut his mouth for 4 years without spilling the beans.
Yeah.
I want to know what took so long to get it produced. Like the companies, Lucasfilm, Disney, like, good God, they have the money to happen.
Well, I think it's one of those things where it was something you wanted happening. But because of the fact that it was in between, it was when Lucasfilm was still around that they started talking about it when they were their own company. And then when Disney purchased them, it's one of those things where they didn't want to necessarily throw everything out there because we saw
get the hopes up for it to fall apart. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's safe to say that I think everybody on this cast, anybody watching a show, could really say that if there was ever a perfect casting of a character redone in a sense to where earlier or older stage, they found it with Ewan McGregor playing Obi-Wan Kenobi to Alec McGinnis's from the original.
Absolutely.
I mean, he was spot on. It was exactly the right casting. Huh?
It's a better casting than it was. Alec was a fantastic actor, don't get me wrong, and his portrayal is iconic, but he hated it. Like, he was like, this is soap opera, sci-fi nonsense bullshit. I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
And the fact that Ewan McGregor recognizes its cultural significance and, like, digs doing that role, you know, he hasn't done that. When's the last time he played that? Episode 3 was 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Now, I don't know if you guys know this. He does have a brother. I don't know if it's his twin brother, but I know he has a brother, and he's in the Royal Air Force. He's one of the fighter pilots. His call sign's OB2, in case you guys didn't know that.
That's it. I did not know that. Thank you, sir. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's a cheers right there, sir.
Cheers. And one other thing, too, about Ewan McGregor. I am still mad for one thing to this day. When they brought him out at D23, he had a chance for greatness, and he missed it. Anybody know? Anybody want to take a gander at what it was?
No.
Was it that he came back more powerful than anyone could imagine?
No. When he walked out, he did not say hello there. Yeah. He would have done hello there in his voice. Everybody would have went ape shit. Pardon my language. Everybody would have.
I'm pretty sure they did anyway.
Yeah, they did anyway. But 10 times, like, how much greater that moment could have been, you know?
Now let's go to this really quick. Can you imagine holding that type of a secret in for 4 years? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking, like you said, we're talking about a guy who loves that character, who really does want to be that character. He finds out 4 years ago, hey, guy, guess what we're going to do? We're going to give you your own show on the Disney Channel when we get this thing lit up. Or I don't know if it was going to be a movie at first or whatever.
Yeah. Originally, you've got this. It was a movie. And me personally, like, yeah, I was one advocate. I would love to see an Obi-Wan movie, as like when they first announced, like, you know, Solo and Rogue One and all that stuff. I'm like, do an Obi-Wan movie. But the fact that they came out and they're doing it as a series makes me a little bit more happier, because then that's just that much more of Ewan McGregor we get as Obi-Wan. But,
absolutely.
But to the fact that, you know, he held this for 4 years, like,
that's insane, man.
That's insane. Like,
the NDAs that he had to sign must have been brutal.
They must have been.
That's crazy. And yeah, I like the series episode versus the movie, because with the span that they're talking about, end of episode 3, beginning of episode 4, where he's at, that leads you to so many different scenarios. Like, I would love
to
see...
So many possibilities.
I would love to see him taking on bounty hunters trying to find the son of Skywalker.
Well,
one of the things they said in the article was this possibility might be Crimson Dawn.
It could, because then that also leads also into some of the stuff that happened in Star Wars Rebels too.
Yeah.
If you watch the show, I'm not going to sit here and spoil anything if you haven't seen it. Even though it's been a couple years.
They screwed themselves up. You go ahead and do that, man. Because they're already talking about redoing it, so go for it.
Okay, cool. Well, in Star Wars Rebels, we kind of see the final closure with him and Darth Maul. And then we know with the stuff that's happened in Solo and all the stuff that's Disney's making canon, or they're doing their O's that is canon. It's great, but also at the same time, it's how are they going to redo it? What are they going to do differently kind of thing?
Yeah. Hey, let me jump in the chat room just for a second, because we got a good conversation going on about the about it. So we got a mess jumping in there. Last thing I'll bring a tear to the eye is when C-3PO is on the screen. Yeah. Then Red Meatpaw thinks that C-3PO is always thinking things that are dire, which is true. Yeah.
So it could just be a cut, you know, for the trailer that's leading us, like a red herring.
I like this one though. Mess throws in there. I think he's being uploaded into the ship like a reboot of from Solo. Is that a possibility? Yeah,
like the bot, like the droid.
L399.
Yeah, Alan Tudyk. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. And back then, the happy fans. Let's see here. That's what makes a good trailer. Leave things open for speculation. Absolutely, yes. Sir. Thank you. We have so many different scenarios. We still have 3 months to see this dang movie.
Dude. I just I'm
Two.
Just super looking forward to seeing how the relationship between Rey and
Kylo
ends up, because you see them
find out who her parents
at different at different points in that trailer. You're seeing other. You're seeing them together.
I'm going on record. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go for it.
I'm going on record. I know what you mean about the relationship. I'm going on record, and I've been saying this since episode 7, that Rey is related some way to Palpatine.
Okay. Because I see potential for like a weird, you know, super abusive but codependent romantic relationship between them. And so if she's a Skywalker, that would make them cousins, and that would be weird.
Who knew Star Wars was from the back country?
I mean, to be fair, Empire did have a brother kiss his twin sister, so.
Before they knew.
Oh, yeah, the Force wasn't so strong then, was it?
It was strong, but it was a little perverted.
A little too strong. All right. So Star Wars is good. Let's move on to our second topic. So they Pirates of the Caribbean, which we could say is probably one of the more successful franchises in the last 20 years.
I'm going to go ahead and say hands down best movie series based on a ride ever.
True. Okay. Very okay. True.
I'll second that.
Yeah, I got that. Okay. So
have there been others? I don't know.
There has been. There has been one in the Haunted Mansion with
Eddie. Oh, yeah. And then there was the Tomorrowland. That movie sucked.
Yeah. Tom Hanks movies next to the volcano one. Yeah. So it looks like we're going to get some more Pirates of the Caribbean in a form of a reboot. They're going to start it up again. And it looks like Karen Gillan, who is, I believe, from Jumanji, the newer Jumanjis, right? She's the action. She's,
to me, she's always going to be Amy Pond.
Yeah, or Amy Pond, yeah.
Coming along, Paul. She
also plays Nebula in the Avengers movies and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep. There you go, yeah. They are eyeballing.
As Guardians of the Galaxy.
As Guardians of the Galaxy. Yes, sir.
Thor, you should be in on that.
Thor will be in shape by then. I will be ready to go.
Shut up, dude. Go bowling.
All right. So. They're eyeballing her to be the lead for the reboot of Pirates of the Caribbean. Okay. First of all, do we need a reboot?
Yes.
Do we want to see more Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes.
I think it's good. I think there's a lot of lore there that they can expand on. I think there's a lot of things that they haven't done. There's always more sea myths and stories to talk about on the open ocean. I think that Johnny Depp has absolutely run his course in that movie. In that franchise. So doing something new, especially with a female protagonist, I like the idea of having a female captain. One of my favorite pirates from all of history was a Irish redhead. So please give me that.
Bonnie Anne?
Yes. Mm.
Yeah, if you've played Assassin's Creed Black Flag at all, some of the most, ass pirates were women.
Yeah. Yes.
And Karen Gillan is fantastic. She's an amazing actress. She can pull off all kinds of different accents. And I'm really interested to see which direction she takes it. I don't want her to be a female Jack Sparrow, but I want her to be interesting and weird and different, you know?
If you want to know how interesting and weird and different she can be, go check out the movie that she was in called Oculus.
Yes.
Ooh, I haven't seen that.
Brilliant movie, very, very underrated, and she plays someone who is borderline manic, and it's a stellar movie.
Her performance in that movie was just it.
Yep.
Ruru2 thinks red beard, and let's see here. Oh, and Red Meatball says long legs. Yep.
She's super tall.
It's not Treasure Island. Wait, I gotta correct something. It's not Treasure Island with Gina Davis. It's Cutthroat Island with Gina Davis. Which I like that movie. I think it was
That movie at the time was like the most over budget movie with the lowest return ever.
Yes, it was.
Since somebody brought up Treasure Island, but here since we talked about reboots and stuff like that, the rebooting. Can Disney just please reboot a live-action version of Treasure Planet? Like, am I right or am I right?
That would be good. That would be good. Yeah. Treasure Planet is really, that's one of their most underrated films.
It really is.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Never saw it. I know what you're talking about, but never saw it.
It's a great movie.
Let's see. We've got a couple
of bad movies. Is this something I should put on my list? Or is it just a good movie?
Oh, it's a Treasure movie. Island or Treasure, whatever Treasure it's called. Planet. Treasure Planet.
It's a Disney animated movie.
All right.
It was it was during that time where they just thought they could do make anything into an animated movie. It was like during that time when I think they did right after Lion King, and they were just on a
98. It was between 98 and 2002, if I want to say somewhere.
Yeah, they were doing too many. So they were doing too much stuff.
Solidly towards the tail end of the second Golden Age.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so it sounds like we're all down now. My concern on this would be this: I think every Pirate of the Caribbean movie has had one name synonymous with it, which would be Jerry Bruckheimer.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they keep him? Me personally, I'm going to tell you right now, I know this will probably give people cringes. They should. And the only reason why I say that is because he has produced some of the best action movies we've ever seen, all the way back to Top Gun.
Yeah. Have Bruckheimer, you know how that movie is going to feel. There's fun action. It's going to have a sense of joy just overall.
Now, if I'm Disney, here's another question. If I'm Disney, like you said, do we keep Jerry Bruckheimer or do we go with somebody else? Somebody like J.J. Abrams. Like, could you see a J.J. Abrams Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
Nope.
I'd rather not. Too much lens flare.
I have too much lens flare. There's not enough. Yeah. We don't have enough.
Just throwing up that question because how well he is, you know?
I don't need a guy that loves lens flare shooting on the ocean.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, isn't that how you get like it's like kind of like the equivalent of snow blindness, you know?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Flashing you and stuff.
As a former,
makes sense. But I was just asking a general question.
Well, it would be interesting to see where Disney goes because you know Disney right now I think is, I don't want to call it eggshells right now, but until Star Wars comes out, Disney's kind of like got to see. I mean, I really think Star Wars Episode 9 is going to put the direction of how Disney's going to play it for the next couple of years. Like we know the Marvel lineup and we're pretty solid that Marvel is going to do its thing. But outside of Marvel, Disney pretty much has to focus on the channel and can they make something successful with Star Wars? Cause that's their other big franchise. If Episode 9, which I don't think it will, and I'm knocking on wood, but if it doesn't do as much as they expect it to, that's going to make Disney kind of think twice on a lot of big budget projects at that point, outside of what Marvel has its name on it.
Well, I don't know.
I'm gonna bet that Episode 9 is going to do way better than Episode 8, but not break records.
Yeah. Well, it's already broken a record. It's actually the pre-sales have doubled what Avengers Endgame did.
Okay, never mind.
Fandango. So
you can go ahead and have another drink, Ices Doral. That just shuts you up for a second. Do you think, sir? I'm shutting myself up too. Keep going, AA Ron.
Yeah, that's a huge indicator of how much box office draw Star Wars still has, even though haters went off on The Last Jedi. They really did. And they still talk about it to this day. And most of the chat rooms that I'm in and most of the comment threads that I see on posters of the trailers and stuff like that, there's still a lot of hate for that movie.
A third of that movie had no effect on the plot.
True. And yeah, people still remember that.
But then again, you know, if Indy wasn't in what was it? Raiders? It still would have ended the same way.
Except that.
If Indiana Jones was not in Raiders of the Lost Ark, it would have ended exactly the same way.
Yes, the structural elements would have been exactly the same. The Nazis would have the arc sooner, but they just would have melted their faces off sooner.
Nice. Because I was just looking at the channel. Man, this channel's kind of going off in so many directions at this point. We're talking about we finished up with finding out that Matthew Modine, yes, was on in Cutthroat Island and it bombed. Yes. Apparently, Gina Davis had another one with Samuel L. Jackson. I don't remember that one.
The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Yes. That's another solid one. My bad. Yeah, I have that
that's
movie.
That's the one where like DVD. She was missing her memory.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the one where she was in the past and she lost her memory. Yeah, that's a good movie. I like that one.
That in probably 20 years.
Yeah, watch that one. I'm going to watch it again. I got it on DVD. Like real DVD. It's awesome.
I love this comment from Ruru too. I want to see an Edgar Wright pirate comedy. Yes.
Yes, that'd be cool. Yeah,
you know, this is the guy that directed the whole Cornetto trilogy, Shaun of the Dead, etc. Yeah, yeah. I want to see that sensibility with a pirate movie. Absolutely,
that'd be fun. But going back to the original conversation that we were having, I think that Bruckheimer needs to get back to what he did in the first three movies. Yes. If he can find that again, because they started focusing too much on that character and building the franchise around him and his star power. And because of that, they lost the writing. They lost the supporting characters. They lost so much that made the first movie especially so magical. So if he can get back to that, especially now that Depp is no longer in the picture, and build around Karen, but still have an excellent supporting cast and excellent storyline, I think he can work it and make it amazing again.
Well, and I think that's the key to the issue that I was talking about before. We don't want her to be a Jack Sparrow-like character. Those that what we think of as the core of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, that first trilogy, the core, the heart of that movie was the William Turner and what's her name relationship.
Yes, like, he was.
Jack Sparrow was a supplementary character. He was a supporter,
and that's what we need to get back to.
Yeah, but you know what? The other thing, though, which I think is underrated for the Pirates of the Caribbean movie, we're talking about casting, is actually all the cast. Because I remember there was plenty of other pirates, like the guy with the wooden eye and his buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Two guys, they were always hanging around. There was the guy who was interested in the girl who ended up being a pirate by the end of the third movie. There were so many characters behind the scenes that just were enough to put something into it, but not overdo it. That's what made those movies, I think, incredible, was the fact they were able to put so many characters that had little parts that put it all together.
Yeah, still two of my favorite supporting characters in those movies, other than the main ones, were just like they had the pirates, you know, the dude with the wooden eye and the other one, but then you had the other two guys on the other side that were the British soldiers.
Yes.
Those guys were hilarious also. So it was great to see both sides, you know, the pirates and, you know, the British forces kind of had their own kind of thing with it.
Yeah, they had the mirroring. They had the mirroring effect. They showed the similarities between the British Navy and the pirating. So that was part of what made the original trilogy.
East India Trading Company was just corporate pirates.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. 100%. Those guys.
Oh. Yeah. All right, so let's move on to our third story of the night. One I think I'm actually almost as excited for as much as Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And that would be that we have not seen the end of one of our most, I think everyone on here cast, favorite Marvel characters from Netflix series, The Punisher.
Yes.
Thank God.
I saw this article and I said, you know what, that is definitely something we're going to talk about just for a minute. So John Bernthal.
Thank you.
They did an interview with him. And I think one of the key elements to a character lasting or really portraying itself and making it like really epic is the actors want to play that character. Okay. Like any successful actor who has a character that lasts for a long time, it's because they really love playing that character. And apparently John likes playing Punisher. So
why wouldn't
much.
He? That, yeah. Frank Castle's got so much nuance and so much depth.
Yeah. Like,
fantastic role.
And it's so much of it was such a positive show on Netflix that he is going to be the first character, I think, that's going to transcend or go from the Netflix series to actually movie.
To main MCU?
Yeah, MCU. That's what they're talking about. So, John returning as the Punisher in a future MCU movie. So, and that's not only the first one. We've also talked about, they've also mentioned Daredevil as well.
Yeah, because that guy kills it as Matt Murdock.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, but it looks like Punisher is the first one that's actually going to get pushed into the movies. What do you guys think of Punisher before Daredevil?
Oh, God, I love it. I'm so happy. I mean, I love the Daredevil series. I really do. That was the first one that came out. that was the first, like, that hallway sequence is still one of the most beautifully shot and most amazing sequences I have seen in all of cinema. It was
best fighting coordinator in all of television.
Yes. Yeah. So well done. But the visceral connection that I have to Frank Castle and his story and the way that he interacts with the the people in his world and the way that the world has to interact with him. God, it just warms my heart.
He's the perfect anti-hero. That backstory resonates with especially folks that are veterans. I mean, it's an extreme version of things, but yeah, there's so many connections to how he lives his life and the things he's lost, and it's like, and John Bernthal is just fantastic. I don't even think about him as Shane from Walking Dead anymore. I think of him as Castle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And once again, I mentioned this, I don't know how long ago, but one of the things that makes me like characters like himself playing the Punisher is, once again, the idea that he likes that character, you can see it transcend. I mean, this is a character that could literally be his Luke Skywalker, the Mark Hamill. Like, he can go 10 years from now and anyone's going to see him as just Punisher. But it seems to me he doesn't care. I think he really loves what that character brings to the MCU, or eventually will too. Where do you think they inject him in? What movie do you think that? Because we know what's coming up. We know we got Black Panther 2 eventually. We've got I can't say his name. I'm pulling a mess.
Shang-Chi.
Thank you. Shang-Chi. Yeah, we got him. Where do you think they're injecting him in?
Honestly, I think that they will put him in one of the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
I think that would be the best
place. That makes sense.
Spider-Man's
with New York.
Spider-Man's more of a street-level hero, and Frank Castle's more of a street-level vigilante. So that would be the most.
And they live, you know,
but then they also live
in neighboring boroughs.
Exactly.
Yeah. But then that also brings it up, too. Like, you know, where you're going to interject certain characters, where do you think they're going to interject Deadpool in the MCU? Like, is it going to be with Spider-Man also? The rumor I've heard was that they're going to try to interject him in Avengers.
The thing about Deadpool is that he can be both at the street level doing the things that he did in, like, Deadpool 2, for example, taking on freaking cartels and things like that. But he also gets, because he's just the way that he is, gets entangled with beings like Thanos and goes on a freaking comic book run that, by the way, if you haven't read Deadpool and Thanos, it's absolutely legendary.
I have, and it's so good.
It is. Oh, man.
I will never tire of Thanos killing him over and over.
No,
and
just never.
Over and over and over.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Injecting Deadpool into the MCU is a lot easier
than
Punisher would be. Because
let me throw this little twist in there. What if they only do Punisher? Because I just mentioned, what if there's a way they put Daredevil in that same movie?
I would love that.
Oh, that'd be great. I could see that. Because the one thing that they have not done is a tag team. What I mean by two good guys or two bad guys, they haven't done a tag team yet. I know we're going to have a series with Falcon and Winter Soldier and everything, but they really haven't had that just good buddy kind of cop situation movie yet. Could that be the one where you can kind of see Spider-Man and Daredevil team up against Frank Castle and somebody else?
It could be. I mean, that'd be fun. I think
I don't think that Frank Castle is going to play straight bad guy. He shouldn't.
No.
Once again, he doesn't have to play straight bad guy, but you know how Spider-Man is. You know how Daredevil is. They're both those types of guys where they try to ride more to, hey, we're doing what's right. We're not going to break the rules to do so kind of thing, especially with Spider-Man. So
this is why. Well, that's why I like what Mess said in the chat room. Put him in with Doctor Strange and Multiverse, because Frank Castle with Doctor Strange, these are both characters that are kind of morally ambiguous.
Yeah.
That would be a fantastic team.
They don't necessarily want to kill people,
But they will if they have to.
They are the people who will look at it and say,
well, okay, no, Frank wants to come.
He doesn't want. He wants to get out of the game. Deep down, I mean, if you read into the freaking comics and read into the character,
yeah,
he doesn't want to do that anymore. He wants to freaking just retire. He wants to get out of it.
Retire from being a mass murderer.
He also is the person who will say, well, this is trouble, and if there's trouble and it needs to be killed, there's no one that's going to be better at it than I am. So I'm going to do it. And so is Doctor Strange.
Yeah. And correct me if I'm wrong, though, too, but like you said, like, you know, he wants to get out of it and stuff like that. But isn't there also a comic book line where he becomes Ghost Rider and then later on, like, the Silver Surfer, in a sense?
Yes, there is. One of the continuities where what's his name? Johnny Blaze gives up his mantle to Frank Castle, and Frank Castle becomes the Punisher. And that is
the Ghost Rider.
Sorry, the Punisher.
He gives up his mantle as the Ghost Rider. But that's like a moral calling, and that's not him killing people. That's him reaping souls and freaking divine vengeance. You know, that's
a little bit different.
It's more of a much bigger deal. I mean, and even him, he would be able to identify that. But as far as throwing him in against Daredevil and Spider-Man, I don't think that'd be a fair thing to his character. I mean,
it wouldn't be just him though. I think, I mean, with Spider-Man with the next movie and stuff, it would be a great platform to launch people from, like from the MCU. But it also, they need a bad guy, unless they bring Mysterio back, which I don't think. Maybe that's going to be the Sinister Six movie. Who knows? Maybe it could be creepy.
I don't want to see Frank Castle versus Spider-Man because Castle can stop, and nobody wants to see Tom Holland get shot. Nobody.
I mean, we are supposedly getting Spider-Man versus Venom. Because the new Sony Disney
thing. With Carnage, yeah. With
as
Carnage.
Long as it's not Topher Grace,
No, I don't care what you say. I want to see Spider-Man with the other two Spider-Mans there. I want to see Garfield and what's his name?
Yeah, in a multiverse crossover.
Absolutely, yeah. I want that to happen. That would be so sick. And then ultimately, the other two go away because Tom Holland's the best out of the three.
By a country mile.
Thank you. All right, so let's move on, guys. We've got this is obviously a Halloween show, and so far we've just talked about movies and stuff like that. We gotta talk about some Halloween stuff.
We need to talk.
You talking to me?
Oh my god, who told you?
Have you told anyone else about this?
What you talking about?
Look who's talking.
Let's talk about the worst costumes.
Yeah, let's go to the worst costumes. Okay. Now, I don't have the ability to kind of show some of these things that are on here, but there are some
look them up.
Came out by Gizmodo about the 20 worst Halloween costumes.
Okay, and can I say, 87% of them were by the same company.
Yeah. So the first one is called The Nicest Neighbor, which is a mix
we talked about this briefly on a previous cast. It's Sexy Mr. Rogers.
It's Mr. Rogers with a little bit of what's his name? Bob Ross or something? I don't know. That's what I kind of see.
No, there's no Bob Ross in there.
Okay. Well, they say okay. Well, yeah. So that's the Mr. Rogers one. Sexy Mr. Rogers.
Sexy Mr. Rogers is just a nobody should say that like ever. Look, Fred Rogers had a quiet dig, right? Which is sexy in itself.
Your thoughts?
For me to say more, that's it.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, unless you want to throw anything in there. Hey, Ron?
I think
you're good?
I think Mr. Rogers would be so upset.
Mr. Rogers would flip that middle finger and did some, wouldn't he?
Would you be my, could you be my mortal enemy?
Pretty much.
All right, so the next group of worsts are food images ones, I guess, or just I don't know. It's weird. Okay, so there's three of them on here. There's Sold Out Chicken. There's Beyond Burger. There's Tater Thought, whatever. Yeah. Oh, and then there's
Missing they could have done that one better.
All right, so there's your next ones. Miss impeachment. Being in the long gown there.
So this is all just swimsuits or sexy dresses that have food prints on them, which is exactly what that company does. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and then there's one more line I wanted to look at.
Tater Tot one was kind of annoying, though. Like, you could have done better with tater tots. Come on.
Yeah.
Now this is where you know they're struggling, where they take Star Wars characters and they just pretty much
some of those are brutal.
They are.
There's Galaxy Trooper. There's Human Space Scavenger.
Human Space Scavenger.
Universe Warrior and Dark Star Lady. Here you go, guys.
Dark Star Lady is straight up Darth Vader.
And then Scavenger, like Space Scavenger is Rey.
And then the Universe Warrior kind of looks like a 14th century monk with a lightsaber.
Yeah. So you got the one on the left, which is a Stormtrooper knockoff. Then you have the Rey knockoff. And then you have that monk knockoff we were talking about. A monk with a lightsaber. That's awesome. Must be like a it kind of looks like a medieval knight with just a tunic.
Like I said, that looks like a Knight Templar, but with a lightsaber.
Yeah. And then you got the knockoff Darth Vader.
I genuinely like the Vader one. Of those four, those are the four or the three best ones in any of the ones we looked at, except the Jedi one is garbage.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I'm looking at the rest of them. Yeah, these are horrible. These are all just like...
The next space one, one of them looks like the Fembots from Austin Powers.
Right here, guys. Here, I got it. So there's the first one's Future is Female, which is the Fembot. Then it's I'm Blue Alien. And then last is Blastoff. Let me get that over there. So there's the Fembot on the left, and then there's Blue Alien, and then there's Blastoff.
So what these costumes actually are is a low-budget porn set.
Yes.
I can't remember if it was a Saturday Night Live skit, but they were saying Halloween, just an opportunity for you to dress up like a dirty,
thought. Yeah.
That's what it is. Oh, wait, here we go. Wait. I just saw these last ones. I didn't see them before. Let's see if we can guess who they're copying. Ready? Here we go. Let's see. So I think I see a Joker in there, maybe. I see a Mr. Incredible with a horrible edit job. Mrs. Incredible.
Okay, so from left to right, we've got Ghostbusters, Mrs. Incredible, Joker, Captain Marvel, and what the hell is that on the right end?
Let me see.
Wannabe Valkyrie?
The name is Femme Fatale Warrior.
No,
Femme Fatale Lawyer?
Warrior.
Oh,
let's see. I'm going to try to zoom in. Does anyone recognize what that would be?
They say something in the, if you scroll down a little bit in that article, it tells you what it's supposed to be relating to. I don't know because it looks dumb. But, you know, look, it's Halloween costumes. It's, you know, any company.
Okay. It's Black Panthers. It's like probably
guard. Oh my God.
It's McCoy.
You think that's worse? Go down one more to the video game ones.
Okay. Yeah.
By the way, right, whatever.
Wait.
Sailor Moon Chick is pretty hot.
A couple of them, they didn't even want to make a fake up name. That's Ken and Ryu.
Ken and Ryu. I have to assume the naming rights have expired.
Yeah.
I hope so, because if not, they're screwed. I guess the reason why they're charging $72.
But on bracketed on the sides of Ken and Ryu are just, you know, hot girls and something that's not normal clothes.
I think what's
hilarious. Or something like that.
Some of the names on there, I think, is what's getting. So this group right here, ready? Vengeful Creature, A Whole New World, Island Princess, Desert Prince, and Beautiful Belle. Here you go.
Oh my God!
Yes, Disney. So you got Maleficent, you got Pocahontas.
No, Maleficent, Jasmine, Moana. Why? She's like eight. What the hell?
and then there's the prince. Oh my God! God, these guys are horrible.
That's Aladdin. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And that's Pocahontas.
Wearing a booze hat.
Oh, no, that's Belle. That's Belle at the end. Look, that's Belle.
Yeah. That's...
Wow. All right, guys. So there you go. There's
misogyny
part.
Is strong, my friends. Misogyny is alive and well.
Yes. All right. The last thing I want to talk about, because I have personal experience of this, I was one of those dumb saps last year that when Burger King came out with a burger, I think it was all black bun burger for Halloween.
The black bun, I remember.
Yes. Yeah. So I was one of the dumb saps that ate one of those. And did anyone else eat one of those?
I did not.
No.
You did not? Okay.
No.
So I ate it. I ate it. Now, first of all, there was no difference in taste. However, in 3 days, it looked like I ate too much fiber when I went to the bathroom.
Did you crap black for a week?
No, it was blue. It was green, actually. yeah, I pooped green for at least 2 or 3 days. It was horrible. So Burger King said, hey, we're not done yet. We're going to go ahead and give you a second run of something. And so let me get this here. It is called the White Ghost Burger.
Yeah, they went the other way.
I'm scared. Like, I'm really scared. If I eat that, is it going to –
Here's the thing. So, if at first, I thought they were actually – I thought they had some balls for a second. I thought they were going to do, like, a ghost pepper Whopper.
Yeah,
I thought so, too.
You know what? Buy a Whopper from us and just shit fire for a week.
So here's a picture of – here's a picture of it, guys. Let me put this up here. So, you can kind of see they have a pale bun there. They have a pale bun.
That's just a slightly paler bun.
Yeah. I'm scared, though. I am. I pooped cream for a week.
I'm going to try it.
All right. I went and looked at it because when I heard they had, I saw something that was like the Impossible Whopper or whatever. I'm like, Impossible? Meaning is that like it's super spicy? Good. It's like, is it super spicy? Am I not able to meet it? Then I come find out it's plant based. I'm like, yeah.
And they taste exactly like real Whoppers. I've talked about this on the show before.
Yeah, it's just the after effects and what your body does with it.
Yeah.
That's what's scary. I mean, have you had one of those Impossible Whoppers yet?
Nope.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I had the Impossible Whopper. It was I bought a regular Whopper and an Impossible Whopper, and I switched them around the bag till I didn't know which one was which. I could not tell the difference.
Which is more scary because we don't know if we're going to have, like, you know, if we develop something like a third arm or something now. I don't know. That's crazy.
I wonder if they maybe accidentally gave me two regular Whoppers.
That's what they did.
Well, I had the Impossible Whopper.
You bought two.
They got you for that $15 a Whopper. That's what they did.
Oh, man.
So are you guys going to try this White Ghost Whopper?
No.
Do you know when I eat at Burger King? Almost never. Like, I typically made a trip to Burger King to try the Impossible Whopper.
Like, if I'm going to get a charbroiled burger, I'd rather go to Habit. And it's not a plug, just saying.
Yeah,
if I want a charbroiled burger, I'm going to do it at my house.
And then there's that. Yeah, you would also save money that way, too.
Hell yeah.
I mean, if I'm at work and I want to order something, you know, of course I'd rather make a burger at home, but
that's not true. When you're at work, I guarantee there's plenty of downtime you can make your own burger there.
Are you post-mating Burger King?
Me? No. Why would I do that when I have the habit?
So many better things that you can do.
Oh my!
Now, if I'm gonna post-mate anything, it's gonna be Apollo Burger we have up here in the high desert.
Well, I will go on record by saying that if I'm on cast next week, I will report how the burger is and B, what physical effects it has to my body.
Please don't. No physical effects.
You know what? I will do that same thing.
Yes. You know what? That's a science experiment. Next week, the Nerd, All Things Nerd podcast is going to have their first science experiment. That's what's happening, guys. Control. We get our first guest like almost about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Now we're going to do our first science experiment. It's a year of firsts, everyone. That's what we're going to do. Mess is probably going to start pooping green in his pants here soon.
I mean, he's not already.
Well, guys,
Red Meepaw is yelling, plant-based meat? What are you talking about? Not plant-based meat. It's plant-based burgers that taste like.
I had the Impossible Burger. If it wasn't for the fact it was like $3 more just to have the Impossible Burger, I would order that more.
It
tastes the same.
The Impossible Whopper that I had was exactly the same cost as the regular Whopper.
Was it? They hooked me then. They got me. Bastard.
Yeah.
I won't say where I bought it from, but I'll just say the king got me.
Oh, thank you.
Looking at him in the face, those creepy-ass commercials where the king was, like, sleeping next to you in bed. Yeah.
No, the good thing is, I think Red Meatpaw likes us because she's actually laughing, which is a good thing. We love you too, Red Meatpaw. Don't leave us. We love you. Now, if someone's a vegan, don't worry. They will tell you.
Which is an adaptation of the how do you know if somebody's from Texas? They'll tell you.
Yeah. Cheers on that. Well, guys, we made it. That's the show. We actually went 4 minutes over, too.
All right.
Yeah, well, after editing, not so much.
Yeah, after that, it's going to probably be like 20 minutes. hey, so where can we follow ever? Hey, Rob, where can these fine viewers watching us here right now on Twitch? By the way, thank you to Malice Corp, because I'm getting that shameless plug right at the end. If you're listening to us and all the other different types of casts and seeing this on YouTube, where can they follow you, AA Rod?
You can follow me at Dos Newport Kid on Twitter and Instagram, and also on the PlayStation Network and Xbox Live.
Boom. Mind Freak, are you gaming again, sir?
Yes, I am.
Tell them where they can follow you, sir.
Absolutely. You guys can follow me on Mixer at mixer.com/JustMindFreak. That's JustMindFreak. And you can also follow me on Twitter at MindFreakMLG.
Nice. I see Zora working with these fine people follow you.
Easiest thing in the world. Fat White Riddick. No. No. You can find me at ICZorro on Twitter, Instagram, PlayStation Network. I'm around.
Okay, hold on, Zach. I'm getting my food on.
Yes, finally got the Cheeto dust in the beer.
Yes! Uh-huh.
That was the goal. Yes.
I got it. Yeah.
There it is.
You can follow Fat Drunk Thor, Masonic Vader at Masonic Vader 71 on the Twitter. Masonic Vader on Twitter and Masonic Vader 71 on the PlayStation Network. Or it's vice versa. I don't know. The beer's gone. I'm happy, Fat Thor. I'm a happy
okay,
guy.
Dude. So, dude, when are we going bowling?
I don't know. I got to get Cheetos off my shirt, though.
I love that rug, man. It really tied the room together.
Thank you so much to Malice Corp for letting us do our Halloween special. Thank you guys for tuning in and checking us out. Don't forget to like our page or like our videos on YouTube. Subscribe to us. Tell your friends about us. Throw it out there, please. If you like to buy stuff on Amazon, especially your last-minute gifts, take a minute to go to malice-corp.com, click on the Amazon link, and then log on to your stuff, because anything you purchase, that'll go to us. A little bit of percentage will go to us to help us out, so we could actually, you know, maybe next year get some real Halloween costumes. I don't know.
Or some better broadcasting equipment. Something.
Something like that, but we need the dues. So make sure you check that out. We thank you guys so much for tuning in. You guys have a safe Halloween party weekend, please, because we want to see you guys on next week or listen to our stuff. Don't get crazy. Don't drink and drive.
And remember, nobody's trying to dose your kids. Edibles are expensive.
Yes. Yes.
Good night, everyone. Peace out.